Good morning and welcome to our morning devotions for today, Friday, 20th of October, 2023. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Colin Saunders, the Assistant Curator at the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King, Freeport, Grand Bahama. As you begin our devotions, let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace will always precede and follow us, that we may be continually given to good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For our reflection this morning, I want to use the gospel from today's Eucharist, which comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Meanwhile, while the crowds gathered in thousands, so that they trampled on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. And what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I warn you whom you are to fear. Fear him who after he is killed has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. The Gospel of Christ. In this passage of Luke's Gospel, Jesus presents a number of simple teachings. One teaching says, beware of hypocritical behavior of the Pharisees. These Pharisees say one thing and do the opposite. They may teach a good message, but practice wickedness. Jesus is simply saying, don't be like them. Another teaching is that what you do in the dark will be seen in the light. And here he is saying, be careful of what you say and do, for it will be revealed. More so, he is saying, just do the right things. In another teaching, he is telling us, do not fear humans. Certainly, do not be afraid of Satan. Do not fear Satan, but indeed, fear God. Since it is God who is able to give you everlasting life or eternal death. God can give you the joys of heaven or the sufferings of hell. Jesus says simply, fear God. Another teaching from this passage, and perhaps one we might take great delight in as we live from day to day, Jesus compares us to the sparrows, birds that can be bought for little or nothing. Jesus teaches that not one of the sparrows is forgotten in God's sight. God cares for the sparrows, but he values us so much more. Even the hairs of our head are all counted. We are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, God certainly cares for us. He provides for our every need. He tells us not to worry, to consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? God cares for us. He tells us to bring our burdens to him. Any of us who are working too hard, carrying heavy burdens, he says, come to me, all you who of you, and I will give you rest. God cares for us. He tells us to ask and we will receive, to seek and you will find, to knock, and doors will be opened to us. In times of stress and concern, While others around us may be overly concerned, overwhelmed with the worries of this world, making themselves sick with worry, God gives us that peace which surpasses all understanding. He gives us a kind of peace which the world cannot give. The psalmist reminds us of God's word, that God is our refuge and strength. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with tumult, we will not fear. God takes care of us. God really cares for us. Jesus, who knows God the Father, gives us that assurance that we are loved by God. We are precious in His sight. God truly cares for us. Amen. We are grateful that you have taken time to listen to this devotion this morning, and are most grateful for you who join us regularly. It is our prayer that you find these devotions to be a blessing to you, so much so that you will share them with as many persons as possible. And as always, may God bless you as you move by His grace into this new day.
And I know